A key update from our friends at the pork industry on preparedness and prevention for African swine fever. More in just a moment on Money Matters. I'm Andy Peterson on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Brought to you here by our friends at Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise in financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America.
When there's land you want to buy, you'll find more ways to finance it at Farm Credit Services of America. Along with competitive rates, we offer flexible long-term payment options. Financing may be eligible for cashback dividends, too. Discover the expertise to make financing land easy with the options to make it possible. Terms apply. Call 800-884-FARM or visit fcsamerica.com to get started. Agriculture works here.
In order to fully appreciate and evaluate where we currently stand, we have to know where we've been. And we get that on African Swine Fever from good Iowa Ag Matters advocate Dr. Paul Sundberg, the retiring director of the Swine Health Information Center.
I'll tell you, we got into China in 2018, and we sat down with USDA at that time and looked at them right across the table and said, "What's your plan?" And they went, "Well, we don't have one yet. So... there's been a lot of progress. They've really done a good job. We are more prepared for African swine fever than we are prepared, than we've ever been prepared for anything in history. That being said, the issue is preventing it."
He says that work continues.
"And that's a big effort. That's something that goes all the way from USDA to Customs and Border Protection, to state animal health officials and state veterinarians, to farmers. And it's got to be a group effort. None of those can do it by themselves. It's got to be a group effort. And we've made an awful lot of progress since 2018.
In regard to where those efforts are currently focused,
"Our pork industry does not have a credible traceability system, national traceability system for our pigs. That's something we're working on. National Pork Producers Council, National Pork Board, everybody's working together."
As at any given point, at any given day, there's about 2.2 million hogs on the road that would need to be stopped should an outbreak of African swine fever occur. I'm Andy Peterson on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.